This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound?
Fishing and smell.
Yeah, I just want to get your thoughts turning back to the top of the show and some of these reports that are coming out. Not only this Project Veritas video, the FBI documents, the WikiLeaks. Is that breaking through to somehow affect the election, especially with independents?
Well, the first thing it does is it breaks the flow of bad news coming out of the Trump side. Anything that distracts from the current scandals and from his hyperbole, which is being roundly denounced even among Republicans, about a fixed election, anything that distracts from that is good news. But secondly, the video you showed actually gives some substance, some backup to the charge about a rigged election. Now, I don't think it in any way implies that the outcome of presidential election is going to be affected by some cheating here and there. But nonetheless, I think it does help to put something of substance behind the Trump charge.
And I think that this is what, Scott, what people are getting now. I don't want people to disengage. I mean, the worst thing could happen is that they hear this and they say, well, it's rigged. I knew it was always rigged, so why should I participate in it? That's the wrong thinking. You need to stay in. This is what I'm saying. All hands on deck, regardless of the information and misinformation you're getting from the mainstream media. Yes, there is no doubt they've already voted for Hillary. They've made that real clear. In a sense, they've invalidated your choice, and they will continue to do this, which kind of galls me, frankly, because they're the first ones to talk about how important it is for every vote to count, but yet they can negate votes in whichever way they want to, and somehow it's justified. Because I guess your vote, you're part of the deplorable vote. So the deplorable vote matters less. So that needs to be set aside in any way you can accomplish that in, which all goes back to, you know, what the Democrats support with eugenics, right? I mean, if you can connect the dots here, because that's what Margaret Sanger believed in. She believed if you were less than you had no business participating in this America. And this is at the very core of the Democratic Party and their platform, what Margaret Sanger and Planned Parenthood promote. That is that if you're less than, hey, you shouldn't be participating. We don't need your voice involved here. So what does it matter, you know, to that end?
Well,
go ahead.
There's some other stuff in there, too. You know, in the latest WikiLeaks, the Podesta leaks, mm-hmm. Right. You found out that the Democrats refer to various races and subsections of people as food groups.
Yes.
And that's how they're referred to in emails. And you know, I broke down a list of potential, it's an email where Podesta says, I broke down a list of potential vice president candidates for you, and I broke them down into the various food groups.
Yes.
Well,
right.
That's horrible.
Hispanics, black, I mean, women, the whole deal. I mean, this is worse than the big deal they made up about, Mitt Romney's binder of women, right?
Oh, yeah.
They went absolutely, you know, they went catatonic. I mean, they just went nuts over the, you know, the three-ring binder of women that he had there, you know, and they blew that out. But, you know, here Podesta talks about food groups. I mean, to me, that's more dehumanizing than what Romney was suggesting, right?
Well, very, very much so. Very, very much so. Here in America, have you ever had extra food? Bill, on your plane, you just had extra food. What do you do with it?
Well, you throw it out.
You throw it out.
Right. Yeah.
Well, there you go.
I mean, you feel bad about throwing it out, but yeah, right, exactly. Well, yeah, it's all perishable, and that's what some of us here in the United States of America, according to Podesta, and those that operate the Clinton campaign, this is a reflection of who she is. I mean, this is what you cannot separate, is that this is a systemic issue. This is a cultural perspective that Hillary's America looks like, And these are the people that are going to be in the inner machinations of the White House, ladies and gentlemen, if they get their way. This is Bill Martinez. We're live. The conversation continues. Pastor Carl Gallup's coming up next.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And if you're one of the first 100 callers, you can try Transcend risk-free for 10 days. So call now. 1-800-441-0335. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. To guarantee your 10-day in-home trial, you must be one of the first 100 callers to call minicpap.com now. 1-800-441-0335. Again, that's 1-800-441-0335.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Hey, that's our mission, ladies and gentlemen, and if it's going to happen, it's going to be up to me and you. All hands on deck are required, regardless of the push from the mainstream media to invalidate your voice and to invalidate your vote even. But you've got to keep your eyes on the ball here and continue to fight the good fight. This is Bill Martinez. We're coming at you live 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Pastor Carl Gallups is with us. He is a senior pastor at Hickory Hammock Baptist Church in Milton, Florida, an Amazon Top 60 best-selling author, conservative talk radio host heard nationally and internationally, also a prolific TV, radio, and print media guest commentator, former decorated Florida law enforcement officer, currently sworn special deputy with the Maricopa County, Arizona Sheriff's Office under the appointment of Sheriff Joe Arpaio. Carl, always good to have you on with us, brother. How you doing?
Bill, it's a pleasure to be back with you, man. I always enjoy being with you too. I'm doing great. Thank you so much.
Hey, wonderful, wonderful. Hey, congratulations on the book, When the Lion Roars. I mean, this was a book that was dynamic from the very start. You had rewrite after rewrite because the world kept changing on you as you were writing the book, huh?
Yes, it's amazing. It's amazing, and it just it comes from Amos chapter 8 verse chapter 3 verse 8 where it says when the lion roars, who will not fear? When the sovereign Lord has spoken, who will not prophesy? And in other words, the premise of the book is I'm just saying, look, folks, look around you. The lion is roaring.
Exactly.
I mean, we are living in the most profoundly prophetic times since the first coming of Jesus Christ. And the book lays it out in detail from the time of Israel's rebirth on the world scene in the Middle East. It's the center of the daily news cycle and has been since it's been there, and everything else that has unfolded since then. Dozens of biblical prophecies written 2,000 years ago have come to pass and or are unfolding right before our eyes, and we're the first generation, the only generation in the history of mankind to see it happening.
This is amazing. I mean, two things that we need to consider about prophecy. It's not as wiggy and as out there as some people would think,
right,
that have not been around it. Number one is it is consistent. And God says he will not do anything without letting you know. So God is prophetic. There is no other God that I think anybody could worship that says their God predicted it to be so, right?
No, you're absolutely right. There's nothing like what you will experience in this book that I've written that measures the scriptures against what's actually happening. There's nothing in any other religious writing of the world that even comes close.
Exactly.
Nothing in the Quran that comes close to that. Nothing in the Buddhist teachings or the Hindu Vedas or on and on and on. You're absolutely right. And, you know, when you said that God doesn't do anything without letting his people know, that also comes from Amos chapter 3.
Exactly.
And this book doesn't set any eschatological schemes. It doesn't pull out.
Yeah, you don't have to be pre-trib, mid-trib, post-trib.
No.
Exactly.
No. And it's not, It's cross-denominational. It's just, I mean, you don't even have to be a believer in the Word of God to enjoy this book, because what it does is it just takes you to, you can consider it ancient prophecies if you want, from some kind of ancient prophecy book, or if you want, however you want to approach it. But I go to the scriptures and I say, look, here's what it clearly says. Here's the context. Here it is. Boom. Here's the mainstream media talking about it. Here are the military sites. Here are the scientific journals declaring this very thing.
Right.
And we're
exactly.
the first generation to see it happen in 2,000 years. And here it is. Mm-hmm. And I do that for about 2,000 different things.
Well, I mentioned, number one, that God tells his people. Number two is whenever things happen of a of an import to nations, wise men come together and they start connecting the dots, as if Carl, as if we're blindfolded and different, we're feeling different parts of the elephant and kind of yelling over the body of the pachyderm. Hey, this is what I'm feeling. What do you think? You know what this is what it looks like. Yeah, I can kind of connect that here. And these are wise men coming together, connecting the dots of our world reality. So that's the second thing. I might add a third thing to prophecy, and that is that as each layer, when we go into a prophetic time and a layer needs to be pulled back, I mean, Carl, how many prophetic words in God's Bible have you read over the years and it not be clear to you? But today you read it and you go, I've read this passage how many times?
Yeah.
And now it has so much more depth and meaning because you start seeing the reality of what God said was going to happen.
Yeah, no, that's brilliantly stated, Bill. And there are various ways to examine that truth that you just declared. One of the ways I examine it in my book, one of the ways, is through the technological advancements. Think about it.
Yes.
There are technologies mentioned in the scriptures, only in the Bible, by the way, as we've already said, that speak of those markers of the days before the return of the Lord. And by the way, I don't set any dates. I'm not a hand-wringer. I don't even say that, you know, the Lord's coming this year or next year or in our lifetime. I'm just saying we are in the most prophetic time since the first coming of Jesus Christ. And you go back and look at the scriptures, and the Bible speaks of certain things that will happen in those days before the Lord returns. And brother, the technology that's required, when those things were given, and I'll give you some examples, would have sounded like science fiction when they were written.
Exactly.
And would have continued to sound like science fiction, get this, until about 10 years ago.
Right. And the thing is, you have to appreciate that this is written, the Bible I'm speaking of, and these passages that you're referring to, over 2,000 years ago, right?
Yeah.
And so how could they imagine nuclear weapons? How could they imagine flying aircraft? How can that be translated beyond their comprehension at that time, 2,000 years ago, to talk what's going to happen 2,000 years forward?
Yes.
Because, how do you describe that?
Yeah, because they claim to have been taken into the presence of God and shown the days, the last days. And if that's so, that means they were taken at least to our lifetime and beyond. And how do you explain that? How do you explain those things you just said? How do you explain how everybody will receive a mark? How do you explain that everybody on the face of the earth will be numbered and marked? How do you explain that everybody will see something happen at one time? How do you explain that an image will be caused to live and breathe and speak? How do you you could just go right down all of these things that were spoken in the Word. Mm. And now we look at those and we say, oh, well, that's already happening.
Right, exactly.
This is
the pushback.
Generation?
Yeah, and this is the pushback, Carl, I'm sorry, on the whole globalist mindset. Because if we think globally, then it opens the door more and more to this one world type of government and thinking that allows you to become a number.
Yeah. No, in fact, I address in my book, I have a chapter on United Nations Agenda, UN Agenda 2030, and I document that from the UN Agenda's own documents, and you can read it right there in my book with your own eyes. This is not conspiracy theory stuff. They write, by the year 2030, it is the United Nations Agenda, the globalist agenda. They literally say, we will have every man, woman, boy, and girl, every child marked, identified, numbered, entered into a database. And this will be done to bring peace and security to the earth. I mean, people that know the Word of God know that all of those All of those are prophetic declarations coming right out of the UN, and they've already aligned biotech companies to make it happen, and the biotech companies are bragging about it on their website, and it's all documented in the book.
Carl, we'll leave it there. We got to go to break. Carl Gallops is with us. More from Carl on the other side. Stay with us, America. 15 minutes after the top of the hour, this is Bill Martinez. We're live.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Investment Rarities, a 43-year-old company, has created the best silver offer ever. Get a U.S. Silver Eagle, Canadian Maple Leaf, Austrian Philharmonic, OPM Pierre Bar, and Silver Round. Have all five for $99 postpaid. You heard me right, 5 ounces of silver below cost. No credit card fees, free shipping. Just $99 and you'll have a great start on what it takes to survive even the worst economic storm. Act now and receive Jim Cook's exclusive paper explaining how it's possible to make a fortune in silver today. Don't miss this opportunity. Call 800-328-1860. Read how the above-ground supply of silver has dropped below even gold. The secret is being suppressed. The price could explode at any time. Call today at 800-328-1860. Get 5 ounces of silver for only $99. Find them on the web at investmentrarities.com or call 800-328-1860. Call now before it's too late. 800-328-1860.
Diabetes is at war with your circulatory system. Fight back with Cardivite. Cardivite is a dietary supplement containing powerful herbs for circulation and healthy cardiac function. Improve your energy, stamina, and mental acuity. Reduce swelling, cold hands, and risk of amputation. Get your blood flowing with Cardivite. This 5-star rated product was developed by a diabetic pharmacist and is available online at www.getbloodflowing.com. That's www.getbloodflowing.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ, based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IVC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IVC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IVC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
You're listening to Bill Martinez live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, I'm Bill Martinez. Our conversation with Carl Gallups continues. As Carl stated earlier regarding his book, When the Lion Roars, Understanding the Implications of Ancient Prophecies for Our Time, I know some people think, well, that was then, what about now? And the reason that you can look back is it validates what's happening in the now, because it is consistent throughout the Word of God. God doesn't change. I mean, he doesn't have to change, and he clearly says he doesn't. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. So there is a pattern that you can follow, and you can say, well, yeah, there's God again. And from Amos 3, chapter 3, he says, when a trumpet sounds in a city, do not the people tremble? Well, they tremble because they don't know. And you imagine the less you know, Carl, the more you're going to tremble, right? So, but when disaster comes to a city, has not the Lord caused it? See, and this is what the children of Israel understood at points in their experience with God, is that God is in charge. He is sovereign. Things happen because it's by his hand. It's like 9/11, which Jonathan Cahn, who you know very well as well, when he talked about in The Harbinger, when he followed the pattern of what happened in 9/11, definitely consistent what happened in the children with the children of Israel. You can go to the book of Isaiah and you see, interestingly and ironically, the consistent pattern of what happened in the United States a couple thousand years earlier, well, actually more than that, about 2,500 years earlier, and here it is repeating itself almost word for word. Pretty uncanny, isn't it?
It really, really is. And again, you've nailed it in your analysis. And I would just add to what you said that, this particular book that I've written, I mean, people that have read it, I mean, Joseph Farrell wrote the foreword to it, the president of the company.
Yes,
and the president.
Very well written. Thank I you. Love his stuff. Gosh, he's so good.
Yeah,
he's
thanks.
So good.
I appreciate it. Yeah. But he did. Yeah, he wrote the foreword to it, and I was just absolutely honored because he read the book and he said, "Oh my gosh, this is unlike any prophecy book that's out there, anything on prophecy in the market." And the reason is because this book does deal with the here and now very, very powerfully, very profoundly. I mean, and it takes those things that the Word of God said, look, here will be the definitive markers of the days before the return of the Lord. And so what I do is I take those passages and go straight to the mainstream, not conspiracy websites, not just some fundamentalist biblical site, but I go to mainstream media, military sites, history sites, scientific sites, technology sites, and I show their headlines. I show their commentary on what they are doing and what they are inventing and where they are planning to take the world. And it matches up exactly with what the Word of God said 2,000 years ago would be the markers. As a matter of fact, you mentioned in my introduction, I mean, I tried to write it a little bit comically, but it was frustrating because when I was writing the book, I was facing a publisher's deadline earlier this year, but the world kept changing so rapidly. Huge geopolitical significant changes, particularly in the Middle East. I mean, Russia shows up in the Middle East while I'm writing the book. Then China shows up, and then Russia and Iran, the whole Iran nuclear accords, and then Turkey unleashes on Russia, and NATO starts, crumbling, and ISIS is going crazy. And then add
China to the mix. I mean, where did that come from, right?
Yeah, and China shows up, and China starts giving troops to Russia, 5,000 troops. And then Russia and Iran start using, each other's military bases, and they enter into military accord. Then Turkey begins to make nice with Russia. I mean, it's absolutely astounding. And in fact, I even said in there that more than likely that Vladimir Putin would be talking World War III stuff. And then I turned my manuscript in, the book is printed, and what's the headlines of the news just last week?
Yeah,
World War III stuff.
Right.
Putin is talking with Turkey and with the people of Syria. I mean, it's unbelievable. But that's just one example of how fresh this book is. It is the here and now based upon what God said would happen. And like you said, there's only one book in the world that does that.
Exactly.
Bill, you said there's a pattern. Look, I tell people, the only book in the world that says these things, but think about it. That same book for hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of years, for centuries, said the Christ is coming, the Messiah is coming. He will offer himself on a cross. They will pierce his hands and his feet. He will rise after 3 days. He will open the eyes of the blind. He will open the, he will be born in Bethlehem, and on and on and on, these prophecies. And boom, it all came down to a point in 33 AD, and there it was. It happened.
Boom. Yeah, how do you, yeah.
And then the scriptures spoke of, and then in the very last day, God says, I'll bring back my nation of Israel. I'll bring them from all the nations from which they've scattered. I'll put them back in the land. It'll be powerful. And on and on and on. And boom, there it is, 1948.
It is.
So why should we not trust? I mean, those two monumental things, the first coming of Christ, changed the calendars of the world.
Exactly.
We think of the year 2016. All that means is it's been 2016 years since Jesus went to Calvary's cross. I mean, and rose from the grave. Israel in the land. I mean, that is the driving geopolitical force of the Middle East and thus world affairs. That's what ISIS is all about. That's what Iran's nuclear program is all about. That's what brought Russia to the Middle East, fundamentally.
And it's also the advancement of our technology. We just had Robert McGinnis on, the retired colonel. And his new book, Future War, Super Soldiers, Terminators, Cyberspace, and the National Security Strategy for the 21st Century Combat. I mean, they're talking about robotics. I mean, RoboCop is around the corner here, Carl. All this is coming together. You know, I don't know if I told you this, but about 8 years ago, I had a prophetic conference in Southern California with Dr. Chuck Missler and Bill Salas and Bill Koenig as well and some others. And it was the title of it was Sync Up. The idea is that we needed to sync our spiritual clocks, our body clocks, to what God was doing. And here we are reminded, because what God has shown me, when Israel came back and became a nation again, as he said would happen in 1948, I said, it's as if the hour hand of God's prophetic clock was set at that moment.
Yep. Yep.
And what has been passing since have been, you know, hours, minutes, and seconds to this, you know, this eternal climax that we've been waiting for.
Yeah. No, absolutely. I think you're dead on, and I speak of that in the book as well. I speak of all the technology you just spoke of the, the robotics and transhumanism and CRISPR-Cas9. I mean, all of that's there. Yeah. And it's all, again, most of this stuff, if we had been talking about this 10 years ago, we would have been considered complete conspiracy theorist.
Well, I got to tell you, ladies and gentlemen, you're going to read this book, and you're going to, am I reading the newspaper or what? No, this is an explanation. As Karl Barth said many years ago, that he felt he should go to the pulpit with the Bible in one hand, the newspaper in the other, and now more than ever, you can see the contemporary events aligning up with what God said would happen. Karl, one final deal before we wrap up here. We've got about a minute and a half left, and that is, all this being said, we know that evangelicals, only about 50% will actually go out and vote. And this is evangelicals and Catholics. We can put the two together, especially Catholics have been in the headlines lately, because of things that have been said about them, from Hillary's side. But evangelicals, only about 50% will bother to register to vote, and then even half of them will actually go out and vote. And now more than ever, the call is out for evangelicals, Catholics, to make sure they're registered to vote and to make sure you vote. And there is a clear distinction between these two candidates. And I will say, I don't know how you argue against Donald Trump just based on the two-party platforms.
Yeah. Well, no, you're absolutely right. Based on the two-party platforms, and let me say, Bill Clinton won the election by saying, it's the economy, stupid, it's the economy, stupid. Let me say to your listeners, it's the judges. It's the judges. It's the Supreme Court judges. It's globalism versus nationalism.
Yeah, it is. This is a choice election, ladies and gentlemen. It's that simple. Do not be distracted by what the mainstream media and what the staunch Democrats. They're in a clear panic. That is real obvious, isn't it, Carl?
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. I think they see a destruction of what they've worked so hard with towards this globalism.
No question, Carl. We're out of time. Thanks again. Your book is linked on our website, available at all the usual places. When the Lion Roars, Carl Gallups. I'm Bill Martinez.
This report is brought to you by Marie Callender's. Autumn is upon us, and for many that means cozy sweaters, evenings by the fire, and rich, indulgent meals. But with the holidays approaching, who has time to prepare a homemade meal from scratch every night? Even for those of us who love to cook for our families, sometimes it just doesn't happen. There simply aren't enough hours in the day, especially as the days grow shorter.
So if you're looking for a perfect time saver in the kitchen, Marie Callender's pot pies are the perfect addition to any kitchen. The flaky golden crust never fails to please. And not only is it a comfort dish for the whole family, but for you too, because you can rest assured that it's made with nothing but the best premium ingredients. Look for family-sized chicken pot pies and single-serve turkey pot pies from Marie Callender's in the frozen aisle in your local grocery store. For more information, visit www.mariecallendersmeals.com.
Attention small business owners. Want to save money on your employee health insurance plan? Learn the little-known solution that could save thousands of dollars on your health insurance benefits and save your employees money, too. Call Health Markets for a free consultation, and one of our 3,000 local agents will show you how to make healthcare reform work for you. We'll design customized solutions for your business that can lower healthcare costs for you and your employees. We'll work directly with you to determine your needs. We search thousands of health plans from over 180 health insurance companies nationwide. You'll also find out if tax credits could save you money. Best of all, the service is free of charge. See why Health Markets has enrolled Americans in more than 2 million insurance policies. You don't have to wait for open enrollment to lower your cost. Call now. Find out how much you and your employees could be saving.
Representatives are standing by to assist you. Call 800-930-5137. That's 800-930-5137. 800-930-5137.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Bill Martinez, live.
Play tambourine with a silver jingle.
And we will sail away on the wings of love into the night.
You say never have I known it when it felt so good. Never have I knew it when I knew I could. Never have I done it when it looked so right. Leaving Louisiana in the broad daylight.
It's always a great day. Here at Bill Martinez Live.
Hey, I'm glad you could join us and enjoy this great day here across America. Bill Martinez here with you, 28 minutes before the top of the hour. William Hazelgrove is with us, the best-selling author of 13 novels. Some say 13, some say 10, but I'm going to go with a bigger number because he's just that kind of guy. Some incredible novels he's written. Jack Pine in 2015, The Pitcher in 2013. Junior Library, a Guild selection of books have received starred reviews in Publishers Weekly and Booklist, Book of the Month selections, and on and on. I especially appreciate that his association, I think his fondness has to be for Ernest Hemingway. He was a writer in residence where he wrote in the attic of Ernest Hemingway's birthplace, which he continues his political cultural blog to this day, The View from Hemingway's Attic. And William, I believe that's got to be a whole nother interview altogether, just talking about that view.
Oh, yeah, we could talk about that a long time.
I bet. But today we want to talk about America's real first female president. Some would think that if Hillary is elected president, she's the first female president. But you say, whoa, wait a minute, not necessarily. Let's go back and remember. And you've written a book, your brand new book, Madam President, The Secret Presidency of One Edith Wilson.
Yes. It's a story that, it's interesting. A lot of people know a little bit about it. Mm-hmm. 1919, Woodrow Wilson had a massive stroke, had a thrombosis, which essentially is what Hillary Clinton has. It's a blood clot. But he's developed into a full-blown stroke. He becomes a semi-invalid right off the bat. Edith Wilson, his wife of only 4 years, had 2 years of schooling, virtually no experience in politics except sort of on-the-job training with Wilson there. takes over the White House and runs it to 1921. It's something that, you know, was sort of pushed to the side of history, but when you jump into it and, you know, start researching it, you start to realize that this woman really did run the United States for 2 years, and right. 90% of the people didn't know it.
Yeah, it's amazing how she was able to circle the wagons there and control this and keep the vice president out of play. I mean, what about the U.S. Constitution?
it is fascinating because a guy named Dr. Durkheim, okay, so Wilson has a stroke. Dr. Durkheim, who is the lead doctor, goes to her and says, listen, he has to go on a total rest cure or he's going to die. So you have to step in as president. We'll help you, but you're the point person. And so here's this woman who, again, only been married to the president for 4 years after his first wife died. She's 15 years younger than he is, mm-hmm. in 2 years schooling again. And essentially, this man is telling her, you have to take over your president or your husband will die. So she does. They do circle the wagons, as you say. Dr. Grayson releases a press release basically saying the president is suffering from nervous exhaustion. This begins a process of covering this up. And for 5 months, nobody sees the president of the United States. And Edith Wilson steps in.
And so you know, we talk about circling the wagons. You got the doctor complicit in this. Where's Congress all along? Where's the vice president on this?
Well, okay, so Vice President Marshall was added for regional reasons. He was from Indiana. The Wilsons didn't like him. They thought of him as a lowbrow. Mm-hmm. Marshall's quip, most famous quip was, what this country really needs is a good 5-cent cigar.
Right, exactly.
After that,
it was a popular statement that worked for him, right? I mean, the people loved it.
It would work today.
Yes.
A 5-cent cigar.
Exactly. A good one.
A good one.
Yeah.
And so he was the kind of guy who'd go off on his speaking tours for money. The Wilsons kept him away from everything. So when this happened, they didn't tell him. And so finally they had a guy from the Baltimore Sun go over and tell him, because they didn't even want somebody from the administration involved. So Marshall goes to the White House to see Wilson. Edith meets him at the door. He says, I'm here to see the president. Edith says, we'll let you know if we need you. And that's it.
Wow.
That's where the Constitution stopped, right there. And Edith began her regency. I mean, and you know, she is a woman who, again, her first husband had died, her baby had died. She had taken a failing jewelry company before meeting Wilson and brought it back. She bought the first electric car in the District of Columbia, had the first driver's license. Sort of a progressive, self-taught woman in that early, late 19th century mode. And, you know, she starts to learn by doing. Now, in the White House, Wilson had done a very strange thing when he was dating Edith and when, you know, they were in the office.
Yeah, I was going to ask you how they met, first of all.
Okay, sure. What happened was, basically, Wilson was out with Grayson, motoring along. They passed this woman on the street. He says, who is that woman? This is, you know, less than a year after his first wife died. Mm-hmm. Grayson knows her. He goes, well, that's Edith Bowling. He arranges for them to meet. They do. Wilson courts her, buries her with love letters. Edith is like, absolutely not, I'm not going to marry you. You know, she's 15 years younger.
She
doesn't want to be tied down. But finally, she gives in to this guy who's sort of like a Victorian poet almost, the way he just kept on her. And, you know, she marries him and begins this very different, you know, part of her life.
Mm-hmm. So here she comes in. She's, you know, this is amazing. I mean, you know, she's the president's wife. And so what was, when she initially came in with President Wilson, what was she supposed to do? What were her duties? The typical first lady type of duties?
Right. She was doing, but here's what's interesting. Much like the Clintons, Wilson brought her into decision making. He had her starting to decipher secret code from, especially when World War I broke out. She would stay up late at night deciphering all this different code coming from overseas. She was actually the first person to know that the war had ended, that the Germans had signed the armistice. So, you know, for the first time in American history, a woman was in on just about every decision. Wilson was very different from a lot of presidents. He didn't like official advisors. He liked unofficial advisors. Mm. And when Edith came in, who's very strong, she sort of put herself between Wilson and his other advisors around him.
And it sounds like Nancy Reagan a bit, doesn't it?
And, you know, it's funny you say that because a lot of people have drawn that sort of comparison.
Mm-hmm.
And when Wilson went down, the way Edith started to govern was she did it by access. She would let, you know, people come to the sick room door. She would be there, and she would make those decisions. Wilson flat on his back. You know, she sort of governed by access, if you will.
Right.
And so Wilson gets a little better. They get a Coney Island wheelchair, put him out on the south portico. You know, he's all wrapped up so the cabinet members could see him from the window. And then they realize, you know, he likes to see movies. So they have a guy come into the Red Room and start showing him movies without sound. Of course, there's no accompaniment. And Wilson would sit there in his wheelchair and watch these movies while Edith is running the country.
Amazing.
Then they finally decide, you know, people are getting very uptight because nobody's seen the guy for 5 months. And so what they do is they get a special ramp built. They put him in this old Pierce Arrow in the back. Now, the left side's paralyzed of his body, so they face him out to the right side, prop his hat up, and drive him around Washington. Sort of like an Adams Family car.
Exactly.
You know?
Oh, my gosh.
And people are staring at this white-faced old man staring out at them, and they're like, I think that was the president.
Right, right. Well, it's a wonder that somebody didn't have an invisible line with his arm kind of raising it up, you know, like a puppet or something, just to animate him a bit, huh?
Yeah, and here's another very fascinating intersection of history. At this time, women don't have the vote. 1919, they still don't have the vote.
Yes.
And so the suffragettes are out by the White House gates, chaining themselves to the gates. While Edith's inside running the country. I mean, she can hear them while she's sitting up late at night deciphering code that's coming in from Europe. So, I mean, it's a great juxtaposition of, you know, here these women are trying desperately to get the vote. Little do they know that the United States is being run by a woman.
They have a woman in the White House running everything. So what's the correlation? What do we draw out of this quite interesting with Hillary Clinton and her potential presidency?
Well, I think Edith showed one thing that, she could go her own way, that a woman can run the White House, that, you know, she was very tough as nails. But also she shows that, you know, power is something that can be handed off and kept. And we aren't quite sure who's going to run things. I mean, to me, what was fascinating was that 90% of the American public did not know this occurred.
Amazing.
And really, it's funny because Eric Larson mentioned it in his latest book, Dead Wake. I've had more people come to me and say, oh, I heard something about that. And I'm like, oh, you read Eric Larson's book, right?
Right.
And so I think the thing we can say for Hillary Clinton is, you know, this woman actually showed that she could run the White House.
She could run it. Well, we have to leave it right there. William Hazelgrove, his book, Madam President, it'll be linked on our website. Thank you so much.
This report is brought to you by Bank of America. A new Bank of America USA Today Better Money Habits report finds that young Americans may be missing out on some critical life lessons with respect to their finances. Nearly all said they wish they'd learned more about personal finance in school. 43% wish they'd learned how to invest, and 1 in 4 regrets not learning how to manage monthly bills. Andrew Plepler, Environmental, Social, and Governance Executive, Bank of America.
The good news is that young adults are very self-aware. They recognize that they need to learn more about personal finance. That's why we created Better Money Habits through a partnership with Khan Academy, a nonprofit organization that is a leader in making complex subjects more accessible. We're offering free financial resources online, covering everything from understanding your credit score to understanding your paycheck to buying your first home and saving for retirement. Better Money Habits helps build both the knowledge and confidence needed to make smart financial decisions.
For more, visit BetterMoneyHabits.com.
The experts at Web.com want to build your business a successful website for free, just like we did for these current Web.com customers.
We've used and looked at other website designers, but there's nobody better than Web.com.
Web.com can build your website in as little as 7 days free. Plus, we'll promote it on all the major search engines like Google, Yahoo, and Bing. If after 30 days you're happy, we'll continue to provide promotion, hosting, support, and maintenance, all for one low monthly fee. If not, cancel and pay nothing.
If you're in business today and you don't have a web presence, you won't be taken seriously.
Call right now and you'll also get a free .com or .net domain name for your new website powered by VeriSign, the world's leading domain name provider.
Call 800-765-1480 or go to web.com/radio. That's 800-765-1480.
No upfront charge for site build, after which ongoing fees apply. Rights to site are relinquished when canceled. Domain included during active service, after which fees apply.
ProPure water filters, making water great again. Taste and feel the difference with state-of-the-art filter technology. Pro-1 G2.0 and Pro-Max filters are independent lab-tested to NSF standards. Choose from gravity, countertop, pitcher, shower, and inline filtration products. There's a ProPure for you. Buy risk-free today. Visit your authorized ProPure dealer for details or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G, LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix. And choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month. Get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
You've reached Bill Martinez live.
If not us, then who? If not me and you, right now. Well, it's time for us to do something.
Bill Martinez live.
America, Bill Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. We check our watches, make sure we're all synced up together. It is time for the one and only, yes, no, baloney, James Herson, New York Times best-selling author, commentator, media analyst, and law professor. I mean, like, I need to say no baloney. You're a no baloney kind of guy.
I'm trying my best to eliminate all baloney. And I can still use my internet, unlike Julian Assange, you know?
Well, how come they unplugged him? What's going on there, man? Is
well, you know what it is? What's interesting about them unplugging him, and we know who they are.
Yeah, right.
What's happened is, you know, despite all the surrogates coming out and claiming that the WikiLeaks documents may or may not be authentic, I won't comment on the whether they're right or wrong, correct or authentic, because the Russians have hacked and all this other stuff. The fact that they pulled the plug on Mr. Assange is proof that they are real.
No question, right?
Accurate, because they're trying to stop him because the big smoking gun dump is still to come. And they're not going to be able to stop him because, as he said on social media, he's implementing contingency plans.
And well, I wonder, James, you know, because we got a lot of early voting already, probably over 1.5 million people have already participated in early voting. I wonder how many people are holding back right now, just saying, I want to wait and see what Assange is going to release here. And, of course, the other thing here, and I want your comments on this, is that Assange gets unplugged, what, 2 weeks after Obama turns over the Internet. So now it's not the United States problem. We didn't do it, right?
Well, it wouldn't surprise me that they would claim that. But there, you know, he's in the Ecuadorian embassy, and there are unconfirmed reports that the State Department under John Kerry was pressuring the government of Ecuador. And what they were trying to do is to have them kick Julian Assange out of that embassy, which would put him in the hands of people that, you know, want to put him in jail or try him. And then, of course, Hillary, in one of the speeches that she made, said the words that she, why can't we just drone this guy?
Yeah, I know. Can you believe that?
So he's not their favorite person of Obama and Hillary. And we don't have proof of this, but I suspect that they're behind it. Yeah, 2 weeks before the election.
So are you telling me the whole embassy, the internet's been cut off, the entire embassy?
Well, I don't know if it's been cut off. The only thing we do know is that Julian Assange's, his internet is cut off, and that I believe the embassy would have the power to do that, to block it very easily. And
really?
So,
okay.
But I think
if it's throughout the whole embassy, I imagine some people not being able to check their Facebook, they'd be throwing them off the balcony. Get this guy out of here. I need my internet back.
The employees would be upset. You're right.
Yeah. Right.
Their Facebook, and but he's always talked about, you know, at various times he thought his life was in danger, and he set it up so that you know, documents would be released, that basically all of WikiLeaks' entire archives, and I think there's 88 gigabytes of documents, in on the event of Julian Assange's disappearance,
demise, or something,
that he's got a contingency plan, which I assume involves other individuals all over the world who have these things and would release them. And he's already set that in motion, according to his own Twitter account. So we have to keep watching. This is going to be clearly they haven't silenced him.
Exactly. Well, Podesta's gotten scarred on this. So has Donna Brazil. I mean, the list, of course, before that, speaking of the DNC, Debbie Wasserman Schultz. But, you know, you got to love the Democrats, regardless of how bad they look. They still hold the party line, and, you know, together they stand, divided they fall, and nobody seems to be crumbling at this part.
Oh, no. They're on full spin cycle to the max. But it is, you know, what's happened is the sheer volume of the WikiLeaks dump, so many coming, thousands and thousands of emails, have overwhelmed even those reporters who are left that are honest, and the public. And so, for example, they're very, very significant documents that talk about Hillary giving a speech where she called for open borders.
Yes.
You know, literally, a significant portion of America considers the idea of just opening up our borders wide to be a nightmare. And that's what she stands for. And so it hasn't been an accident that the Access Hollywood tape, that the various female accusers that have come forward have been timed perfectly to correspond with the WikiLeaks document dumps. Because what they do is eclipse them in coverage for two reasons. One is that the mainstream media is in the tank for Hillary, but the other is that anything that has sex in it automatically rises to the top in our tabloid.
That's a red cape to a bull.
Exactly.
and the culture is so bull-minded, they will head for that red cape in a heartbeat and forget, you know, what's really the big 900,000-pound gorilla in the room. And James, you know, you and I talked about this last week. You know, you got Michelle Obama coming out and just acting so disgusted and everything else. And you go, well, what about those guys you have spending the night, you and Mr. Obama, the President of the United States, you know, that have that rap music and all that other stuff on those tapes that you honor and have over for dinner, hanging with the kids and everything, and the language they use in those tapes? I mean, what is that?
The language that's played every day in the car next to you that's driving you crazy with the big bass. I mean, the fact is, Hillary Clinton was on the Ellen DeGeneres show, and she actually said that maybe she should choose Beyonce as her running mate, praising Beyonce up and down. Beyonce, who grabs the part of her body routinely.
Right, exactly.
That the left was so appalled about in the Access Hollywood tapes, and whose lyrics are XXX rated and shouldn't be played. I mean, there's no way she should be a role model for any young person. Same thing with Rihanna, Miley Cyrus. We can go on and on. But, and then when you look at the rap lyrics of Chance the Rapper, who's been to the White House, and a whole host of these rappers that Hillary accepts as endorsers and supporters.
And happy to take their money.
Yeah, and happy to take. And their lyric content makes anything that Trump mm-hmm. has ever said seem tame in comparison. Mm-hmm.
Well, speaking of money, surprisingly, your latest column, and I was pleasantly surprised to hear this because it reinforces that groundswell of energy towards Trump. As I've been telling you, my travels across the country, I'm not seeing a lot of Hillary signs. I'm really not. But, well, I'll tell you, especially here in Florida, I see Trump signs. I see Trump rallies on corners every weekend. I got to tell you, this guy's fighting hard, at least here in Florida where I'm at. And also in other areas, even in California, surprisingly, you'd think you'd see a lot more Hillary stuff. But I think to your point, James, is that people, you know, they don't like Hillary for some reason. They're still, I mean, you go along, you walk them down a just a couple of basic questions about honesty. What could have possibly happened with the Clinton Global Initiative, the Clinton Foundation? What happened with Benghazi and all that? I mean, you can see the look and the heartbreak in their hearts that they really don't want to do this, but it's just that they've been trained and propagandized to such a degree to be anti-Trump that they just can't pull the lever for Donald Trump.
Well, yeah, and the propaganda, you know, you talk about the enthusiasm. These rallies where there's 30,000 people in a stadium and Trump makes speeches, I've talked to people who've attended those rallies, and the speeches are filled with substance. They're filled with policy, and yet the media won't show the large crowd and will only show the most controversial statement that Trump makes after talking for an hour and a half on policy. He makes a controversial statement about the election being rigged or whatever it may be, and so we get a totally propagandized, distorted view of what's happening.
Mm-hmm.
And similarly, you know, the fact is, you know, Trump bringing in $100 million in the month of September for
example. Yeah, I want everybody to note this. $100 million. Unbelievable.
Who is similar to what Bernie Sanders used to post about, you know, you have people giving $200 or less. That is an uphill battle because the big donors, a lot of the big donors dropped out. They, you know, joined the Mitt Romney brigade.
Mm-hmm.
These are people that give despite all the negativity and the propaganda that the press is showing. And I think it shows something. There's an enthusiasm gap.
Mm-hmm.
It's been there all the time. And it's because it's there that this basically agenda-driven media campaign, an arm of the Hillary Clinton campaign, is trying to drive down the enthusiasm they tried this before the first debate. Now they're trying it again before the third debate. And the idea is to get people to feel despondent, dejected. It's already over. So don't bother writing those checks.
Exactly.
Don't bother going to the rallies. And most of all, don't bother voting. And that's their goal. And I think it's actually backfiring on them. I think people see through this. And I do think the polls are completely wrong. There's an academic that just came out with a study that shows that pollsters make assumptions about who is a likely voter.
Exactly.
And they use historical...
Based on previous history, and we know that we're in new ground here, James, and we're going to have to leave it at that, this discussion to continue.
In my 20s, I abused stimulants and anabolic steroids to the point where my adrenal glands were shot. I suffered from extreme fatigue and an inability to handle stress. For over 6 years, I have been taking adrenal supplements, including herbs, glandulars, vitamin C, and vitamin B5. All these supplements did was treat the symptoms and produce only minimal results. Now, just after 1 month on Synergy One and ADR Medics, I truly feel rejuvenated. I have never felt such relaxation before from any adrenal supplement as I did just 10 minutes after taking ADR Medics. I then noticed Synergy One made me wake up rested and with much more energy. No more hungover, groggy feeling upon arising. I had almost considered going to another country for stem cell therapy as a last resort, but now I truly feel rejuvenated on Synergy One and ADR Medics.
Success happens with synergistic nutrition. Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Paid non-attorney.